Another week
for you to quit cheating. Another week for you to stop being a side chick. Another week for you to stop being used. And Majita, it's another week for you, nigga, look better. Stop giving women money. You're making it difficult for us, the next guys who don't have it. So you start giving your woman money, the next guy suffers because of you. You are giving your woman 5,000, the next guy can only afford 500. They end up dumping the poor guy, and the poor guy has to go through loans and stuff. But guys, you should never do that. You should never do that. Anyways, welcome. It's your boy. Jan van Potgieter. Umlungo mnyama madod. Habam pizza bare ke mosotho ke moqhosa ke raisa poko la 250 ha e gutla reka Mazda 3 ya Corolla. Ke nao. Ya dumelang. Katlung dumelang. Thobela. Le lona mo borra. Nda le lona mo mavenda. Absheni. Actually sounds like abshen. Like abshen kumele mount abshen. So just throw cases all over the floor. Abshen. And then qwala ma case vele phansi. Qwala ma case. Kuvele ukuphuza vele. But anyways, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. So I thought I should talk about, like, today I just wanted to talk about something that happened to me. So Saturday I got suspended. Yeah, I know. A lot of my enemies are happy. Shout out to my enemies. Shout out. And then to all those who love me. Yeah, I know it's pretty sad. And then usually, like on Twitter, I don't have like people I call friends. So yeah, this thing just happened in a rush. Like I remember, I woke up, and then after I woke up, my email popped up, and then when I slide, it's like your account has been suspended. I really didn't know how to feel. I didn't know. I just went to my backup account and then started announcing it. Like, hey guys, my main account is still under construction until then. Like, so I appealed the very same time, because on the email when they send you like they want you to appeal the very same time. And I had three promos to push. I remember I had three promos to push, and people already paid. So I had the first guy, second guy, and the third guy. So the second guy, he actually reached me out on Facebook, and then he sent the proof, the conversation. I was like, okay, it's fine, I'll just post it here. And then I posted it on Facebook. My concern are these two guys. So hopefully I get my account back, because I didn't have their numbers. We just did everything in the DMs. So I didn't have their numbers. So hopefully I get their numbers, and then I can repay them or something like that. I don't know. I just hope it happens though. But yeah, the great Jan has been suspended. But I wasn't alone. It actually happened to a lot of guys. I even saw Ustoko was also suspended. Like Ustoko just came in last year. Because of Vuligate, Chiki, she's also suspended. I think it's because she also had DM for promo. So my, she had DM for promo on her bio. So my suggestion is, like, what I think is that they think you have DM for promo on your bio, right? And then in their mind, they were like, oh, this person is the same person, so they are describing themselves with DM for promo. That was my suggestion at first. It was just my thoughts, like, oh, maybe it's DM for promo, they think it's the same person, because even they told you about spam policy, opening new accounts. So I think we were all suspended for that thing. So yeah, man. And then I'd like to give shout out to Shatari. She actually called me and then asked how I was. So yeah, shout out to you, baby girl. And then the second person, I'd like these are guys who actually contacted me and then asked me how I was and stuff. Since I'm no longer on the streets, the Twitter streets. So I was like, yeah, shout out to her. And then also shout out to Penelope Makala. She's a sweetheart, that one. So she also asked me how I was. And then she showed me people who were busy mimicking me and stuff. So I was like, yeah, shout out to Penelope Makala, man. So I think I have friends that side. That's when I realized now, okay, I actually do have a few friends. Because you always have to keep your circle smaller. A lot of people said I'm hard to approach. So yeah, I do get it. Like even in real life, it happens. Some people say I'm just serious. So, I don't know, man. I just have that thing where people are just afraid of me. I don't know why they're afraid. But yeah, hence I'm always indoors. I never go out. I hardly go out. So that's one of the other reasons why I'm always cooped up inside the house. So yeah. And then also shout out to Ponzo. Ponzo, the promo lady. She helped me a lot, that one. She helped me update my web influential account. I was able to update it. I did everything. She was actually helpful. She gave me emails of people I can just contact, and then until I was accredited. So everything was just fine through her. So yeah, shout out to her. She also called me and actually talked a lot. I think we talked something like 30 minutes on a call. Okay, Shatari was something different. We actually talked 1 hour, 30 minutes. And we were just talking about general Twitter stuff. And then our general lives in general. Yeah, bo. General lives in general, Baba. We talk. So, yeah, shout out to Ponto. And then, man, to my niggas, shout out to BT. BT is actually looking out for me. Still looking for those fake accounts. Like, bruh, these guys, they can't mimic you and stuff. I'm like, bruh, even when I get my account back, they'll all be dead. But it's if it's if I get my account back. Because I don't know whether we were all reported or what. But even if we were all reported, it means someone must have paid a very good hacker. Or I could just say a very good computer guy. Or they paid a computer firm to actually report all the accounts. Because people just said, hey guys, it's bad. Like, the streets are now boring without you. Ponzo actually told me that. It's like, hey, the streets are now boring without you guys. And I was like, don't worry. We're going to come back. If we do come back. So I'm just waiting. Like, currently, I just want to make it clear. Currently, guys, I'm not on Twitter. You can only find me on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. That's where I'm online. Like, I don't like my backup account. I deactivated it because they said if you create a backup account, they're gonna find it, and then after finding it, they also gonna suspend it, and this will make your chances slimmer for getting your main account. So you shouldn't do a backup account. So I didn't do any backup accounts. I did do it, but then I deactivated it until the issue with my main account is resolved. So if this issue is resolved, then maybe I'll be fine. Because come on, man, Daniel has been suspended a lot of times. And then he got his account back, and then my account is already big, so I'm hoping I'm gonna get it back too. I just hope I'm gonna get it back. But even if I don't get it back, I'll just be back. But I don't think I'll ever be Jan again. Probably I'll come back as myself. Nah, I'm kidding. I'm still gonna be I'm still gonna be Jan, and then everything's just gonna continue where I left off. So I'm just waiting for this saga to blow off, and then after it blows off, I just hope everything will be fine. So yeah, so it was Saturday, right? So today is Thursday, so I'm recording this on Thursday. So I'm actually heading to a week without my Twitter account, and then I won't lie, man, I thought it was gonna be hard, because I've been thinking about it whilst I was saving the account. I was like, what if one day I wake up and then I was suspended? Then I was like, nah, probably I'm gonna die. Because what I do is, like, whenever I have my phone, once I get bored, I just go online. And then one thing you guys don't know, but I spend most of my time in my notifications because they are busy. My notifications are busy. I hardly go to the timeline. I only go to the timeline when it's nighttime. You see, during night shift, a lot of people are sleeping, so my notifications are not that busy. They are still busy, but not that busy. So that's when I check everything out on the timeline. And then on the trends, I hardly go to the trends too, because I'm always on my notifications. So it's like I'm always on my notifications and DMs. Notifications, DMs. That's what I use. That's what I use Twitter for. And then I tweet. I just tweet whatever things you guys like. I don't even know if you like it. Probably if you like Twitter, you like my personality. There are some people always say, hey guys, I'm not my tweets. Hey guys, I want to tell you something. I am my tweets. Okay, not my tweets exactly, but I'm 98% of the time, I am my tweets. I won't lie to you. 98% of the time, what you see on the timeline, when we meet, I'll still be the same person, but a little bit quiet. Because I don't talk too much after meeting the person. Like the person for the first time, after meeting them, I don't talk too much. But I do. One thing you should know about me, I do talk once I get comfortable. And then you might even think I'm annoying or something. But yeah, I do talk. So yeah, like as I was saying, 98% of the time I am my tweets. So yeah, I was counting the days. It's been Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Yeah, so today is the sixth day without my account, and I'm totally feeling fine. It didn't bother me at all. Hence, I'm saying, like, the only thing I'm missing, it's the money I was making. Yeah, that's the only thing I'm missing. I don't miss tweeting. Hence, I was able to go off. Like, I deactivated my account. I was like, let me just go off. Because I've been thinking of going on a break, but I was like, how can I do this? And then the suspension came up. So this is the best way to go on a break on Twitter. So once you're suspended, you can just relax until you appeal. So if you need it urgently, you can just appeal same time. So I thought Twitter was a drug, but you can get off a drug. It's the same thing that happened to me. I think it was 2018. My phone broke in June. And then I was using those smaller phones. You see those smaller phones without Facebook, without what, you only call. I used it for 6 months. I only bought a phone in December. From June until December, I was using that small phone, and it didn't bother me at all. But it only sucked because I was still in varsity. So we had like these group things called WhatsApp. So some girl borrowed me that thing only for WhatsApp. And then after it was done, they actually scammed her phone. And then, yeah, they scammed her phone, and then she had to be gone. she had to take back her phone. But anyway, she did help me a lot. So yeah, that was the thing. So I just thought maybe I should just tell you guys how I'm actually doing during this these hard times, this in the suspendville. So yeah, it's quite good in the suspendville. I'm getting a peace of mind. There's no way I have to deal with people who just read your tweets and then take offense. You know, yeah, you know those guys. Like you tweet something like. Hence, I like provoking people. You're gonna tweet, "I like slender girls," right? That's your preference. And then someone thinks, "Oh, are you saying the fat ones are not girls?" Like, no, I didn't say that. I said I like slender girls. So you know those guys who always take offense on your tweets. I hate those guys. So I'm at peace now because they are not here. And then Facebook, I'm on Facebook. Yeah, Facebook is fun. I won't lie. Facebook is fun. Until you get those Facebook people, you can tell this one has a Twitter account and they're always complaining. But yeah, Facebook is fun. There's this guy today, I posted my video. And he was like, "Yeah, you shouldn't have revealed your voice. People can now tell that you are black." Like, guys, if John popped up like that time, and then you thought there's a white guy who's going to learn all African languages, then you are delusional. Simple. Worst part, an African guy who's going to learn all African languages. There are those who learn, and then they learn a few or one, and they learn it perfectly. But to think there's an African guy out there who knows most African languages, you must be delusional. I won't lie to you. You must be delusional. And then he was like, people were following you. Again, your posts were only funny because, like, my posts were only funny because what now? They were funny to you because of that. This guy was just crazy. But I think he was also jealous because he saw my platform and where I'm heading, because he's into radio. That one I saw. He had radio. He's a radio presenter. And then I posted my podcast. So I converted my Spotify podcast and then I recorded them. And then I'm going to be placing them on YouTube. So they're already on YouTube. I've been posting first episode. It's already on. And then in just one day, I was able to get, I think it was 750 views. That's an achievement. Because I know a lot of rappers who don't get such. And I only posted it 10 hours after. So if I posted it same time, probably there's going to be more. So I'm just looking at least if I could get 1,000 views for each video that I post on YouTube. Then it's going to be fine. And then I know my subscribers will always rise. I won't tell people to subscribe. I'm not that type of a person. You know those YouTubers from YouTube. They'll be writing YT. But man, hey guys, please subscribe and hit the like button. No, don't force me. How? If I do like it, if I do like your content, I will subscribe. I will subscribe. If I do like your content, I will subscribe. And then I will like the video if I do like the video. Stop forcing people. YouTubers, especially South African YouTubers, stop forcing people. A person will subscribe if they want to. If it's the content they like. So if it's not the content they like, then just let them be. As some belief. So, yeah, I don't have much to talk about. Like I said, I just wanted to share my experience of being in Suspendville. So yeah, the suspension is actually treating me very nice. I have peace of mind. There's no drama, Twitter politics. There's no one who's going to tell me that I ate money for awards. They forget they were imaginary awards. It's not even imaginary. They were just something that I created. It was something that was digital. And then we thought of this idea, and then it actually came out nice. And then people were like the way it was so perfect, we included sponsors, like, and then people thought, oh, nice. I like this. Nice. These were real, because they trended, obviously. So if something trends, people think it's reality. That wasn't reality, guys. It was just for Twitter entertainment. Black Twitter entertainment. I just did an entertainment awards, and then they worked out. Then we came back, we did Mr. and Mrs. Black Twitter. It also worked out. So everything just worked out. So yeah, this was all for today. I actually have nothing to talk about anymore. Like, I'm just out. So yeah, be sure to follow me. Not actually follow me. I don't like telling people that, because you just have to follow me if you do like my content. So just check me out on Twitter. It is at @sidecomedist, currently suspended, so you won't find it. And then Facebook is Jan van Potgieter, or as black people say it, Jan van Potgieter. And then Instagram, Side Comedist. And then TikTok, it's also at Side Comedist. So umlungo mnyama madoda. Thank you for listening, and then until next week. So this episode was for this week. I just wanted to tell you guys how my suspension is going. So yeah, until next week. And then shout out to all the people like, yeah, Bonzo, Penelope, Shatadi, BT. Who am I missing out? Yeah, all those who are actually checking me out during these hard times of suspension. Yeah, just like to say shout out, man. Shout out. And I hope you get to listen to this episode. So yeah, shout out. And then I think my next episode I'll be with someone. I'm tired of talking alone, so I just want to talk with someone on my next episode. So I don't know, I was thinking maybe I could take a taxi, go to Katlehong, and then go meet Prince Shadow. I actually talked to Prince Shadow. So I was thinking maybe I'd talk to Prince Shadow, and then we talk music and stuff, because he also has his single, his upcoming single. It's Within. See Within. And then he features Big Zulu there. So be sure to check it out. Like, it's a banger, guys. It's a banger. Like, you can just tell. And it's Prince Shadow featuring Steph Solo and Big Zulu. So you need to check it out. It's dropping next week Friday. So it's gonna drop on the 26th. So yeah, it's See Within. So be sure to check it out. It's actually gonna be dope. And then I think Jacob will also drop something this week or next week. He said this month he will be dropping I don't remember what's the name of the song, but yeah, man, shout out to Jacob. I actually like the guy's music. And then also Chalito Wale Hippie will be dropping Matla too. So yeah, Chalito Wale Hippie will also be dropping Matla. These are underground artists, by the way, but they need to be seen. Like, these are the guys that I say, okay, these talents needs to be seen. I promote them on my account on Twitter, which Jack decided to take away from me. So yeah, those guys, like those three guys, they will be dropping new singles. So Chalito Wale Hippie, the single is done. I've actually had it. It's also mastered. We are just waiting for the song art or album art. So we're just waiting for that. So hopefully everything will just be fine. So everything, I just hope everything will be fine. And then, yeah, that's it from me this week. Until we meet again. Goodbye. Bye-bye. Ta-ta.
Goodbye. Goodbye, 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 goodbye.